I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, leaders in Native media say tribal stations are at risk of federal funding cuts. And an Alaska tribe says there's more behind the story of the state's flag. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. Senate Thursday passed President Trump's request to take back $9 billion in foreign aid and public media funding with a vote of 51 to 48. Leaders in Native media say tribal stations across the country will be hit hard if the $1 billion in already approved funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is revoked. Tribal stations are among those that receive CPB funding. Leaders of Native Public Media, Visionmaker Media, and Quantic Broadcast Corporation fear tribal stations could go dark. According to the organizations, Native radio is a vital part of tribal communities, providing emergency alerts, news and information, and cultural content. Additionally, they say tribal stations are often located in remote areas where there's limited internet, and communities rely on public broadcasting. According to Native Public Media, there are 59 tribal radio stations and 3 tribal television stations across the country, reaching more than 1.5 million people. And a disclosure, Quantic Broadcast Corporation produces National Native News and operates an urban Native radio station. Alaska Native people recently celebrated the anniversary of the day Benny Benson ran the Alaska flag up a flagpole for the very first time. He was the 7th grade student who designed the state flag, but as KMBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, Benson's tribe says there's much more to the story. On Friday, California Assemblymember James Ramos will present a $10 million state general fund check to California Indian Nations College during an event in Palm Springs. The funding's to help the higher education institution become the state's only federally accredited tribal college. According to Ramos's office, California has the greatest number of Native Americans in the nation, but lacks such an institution. California Indian Nations College is a 2-year college located in Palm Desert. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.